The opioid epidemic in Pennsylvania has brought with it an onslaught of problems that counties have struggled to keep up with. In Blair County, home to Altoona and Hollidaysburg, a community organization has stepped up to fill some of the void. It's raised millions in private funding to help its district attorney's office more aggressively prosecute drug crimes. But as Keystone Crossroads' Min Sheehan reports, this has put the county's already overburdened public defender's office at an even greater disadvantage.
At a golf course on the edge of I-99 in Altoona, a nonprofit called Operation Our Town is hosting its sixth annual golf fundraiser.
Last putt, John Heim.
About 300 golfers are in attendance and have made donations ranging between $150 and $6,000. The cause, one that Operation Our Town founder and chairman Michael Fury says is of common concern for the community, fighting drug crimes.
When I founded this organization, I put 25 names of businesses together. And I went out and asked everyone. Not one turned me down. I actually ended up with 28.
Since its inception in 2006, Operation Our Town has raised nearly $4 million, mainly from local business donations and partially from federal grants. Some money goes to after-school programs and community roundtables, prevention efforts for a county that saw 52 overdose deaths last year and has had a drug death rate higher than the state average.
It's just unfair. I mean, kids just don't have, if they make that choice, there's no turning back.
The bulk of the group's funding, though, has gone to local law enforcement, including the county's drug task force. Last year, they gave police more than $150,000 to pay for search warrants, tactical equipment, and forensic software. They also provide the county with grants that are earmarked for the DA's office, including one that covers the salary of an assistant district attorney who's specifically assigned to prosecute drug cases. For 10 years, that person was Peter Weeks. He's now the first assistant district attorney of Blair County and says the aggressive drug prosecution supported by the operation has been direly needed.
When you burglarize your grandparents' residence, you know, and steal their wedding ring that they've had for 50 years and sell it for two bags of heroin, there's something wrong with you. You know, it shows you the power of drug addiction. And you know, that's not the kind of crime anyone should want in their community.
The extra money has made a difference. The organization points to the increase in drug arrests and prosecutions as a point of pride in its fight against the drug epidemic in the area. Keystone Crossroads found that the county has the second highest amount of criminal drug cases per capita in the Commonwealth, following Philadelphia. Again, Michael Fury.
We fund them every year and give them the tools that they need to really be successful in what they're doing.
But not everyone in the county is in favor of Operation Our Town. Julie Burke is an assistant public defender. She says the operation has put immense pressure on her already overworked colleagues and does not address the real cause of the drug problem.
People use drugs because they are trying to cope with a life that they can't cope with sober. If you put criminal sanctions on top of that, it just becomes worse.
Burke says the DA's office and the drug task force make arrests and pursue harsh charges without making the distinction between drug dealers and drug users who commit low-level crimes. So she says many people in need of treatment end up behind bars.
That's one of the other problems with the lack of resources, is they have a ton of money to go out and arrest people. We are overwhelmed with defending them. And I mean, a lot of people plead guilty that shouldn't plead guilty on those cases because they're too afraid to go to trial.
She says sometimes it feels like she's not properly serving her clients. Our analysis of 2015 data found that public defenders in Blair each juggled an average caseload of about 250 adult criminal cases, one of the highest rates in the state. Since then, things have improved, but Burke says she still feels spread too thin.
Anytime you're choosing to work on one thing, you're choosing not to work on everything else. And, you know, there's some things that are very pressing time-wise, and so you tend to do those, but then sort of the longer-term projects just kind of fall by the wayside sometimes.
This year, Blair County has 6 full-time public defenders, while the 8 attorney crew at the DA's office has a budget nearly 70% more than the PD's office. Peter Weeks in the DA's office minimizes the idea that things are tipped against the public defender office. He says the entire county government is underfunded.
I would agree that prosecutors and public defenders, especially in Blair County, are drastically underfunded. But it certainly would not be the responsibility of citizens looking to make their community safer to pay for the criminal defense of people who are involved in making their community unsafe.
Julie Burke says that sentiment speaks to a common misunderstanding of her job as a public defender.
I spend my day trying to humanize people and show the complexity of their existence and that they're not criminal charges. You know, that is not representative of who they are. We're not defending the act of rape. We're not defending child molestation. You know, we're not sanctioning the conduct. But I think every human being can be defended for their humanity, even if they did a bad thing.
Back at the golf course, Fury says the fundraiser is a success, pulling in more than $100,000. He calls it, quote, a remarkable achievement from the community. Min Shen, Keystone Crossroads.